4ZEW Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
Patrick.
I'm good, Daniel. How are you today?
I am editing, and I probably should not have the radio on because it's a distraction, but how's it going for you?
Fine, but nothing unusual on Thursday, so I won't be around long to keep you distracted.
I heard you. I turned it on earlier to see if I could hear you and just wanted to say hi. How's the day going so far?
I've been busy. And like I said, running behind. Had to miss quite a few shops today because just been running behind today. I don't know what it is.
Because you've been doing some sales?
Got hung up at Benson dealing with the young kids, and I've got to figure out a way to boot them off the truck and quit wasting so much time there with them. But you don't want to build it where you don't come out there and buy stuff either.
Get that. Yeah, you maybe should, I don't know how you would do it. Maybe you set up where somebody calls you or something, so you're like, I got to get going.
Just the guys in the click loop, the young kids, they'll come out there and they just, I don't know, they waste time and window shopping. How much is this? How much is that? And on and on and on. It just end up staying there for about 2.5 hours and it puts you behind getting to other people.
To get that, deal with my version of window shoppers, and it eats up your time when you're like, man, I could have been doing something else with all this hour and a half you just wasted.
I gotta look at it as that's a potential customer, and that's why I keep reminding myself, but it's still frustrating at the same time because you don't get to the other guys that need you've been trying to get to.
I totally get that, but the weather's not really throwing you off that much today, is it, unless it's been raining where you're at.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. Daniel, it's been raining a little bit here and there, but nothing, no downpour or anything like that that I've been a part of.
I love you, and I've just left supper, and somebody actually brought my supper tonight. I wasn't expecting that. But getting ready for a barbershop contest convention next weekend over here in Spartanburg. And we were checking out the restaurant where we're going to feed the judges at next week. And Daniel, I heard you in it. Go ahead.
Patrick's going to his next location, so I know he's not on here long. But go ahead, Patrick. Hey, Rusty, isn't this a little early to be eating supper?
Eating since a bowl of oatmeal at breakfast this morning.
Pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s. Rusty, good to hear you. Daniel, good to talk to you also. And I look forward to talking to both of you on down the log. KO4HKX, clear.
Be safe and make some sales.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. Be safe out there, W2T. So, Daniel, what you been up to?
I went and helped a buddy look at his boat today to see if I could help him fix it. He has some problems. A friend of his or a family member put in a depth finder, and they didn't wire it up correctly, so he asked me to look at it. So I went and looked at that today, and I've been in my office trying to edit. I'm a videographer, so I've been trying to catch up on some editing.
I'm over here in the area where it's real staticky where I am right this minute, but heard you say something about editing something, but not sure what.
Video and photographer, so I'm editing a wedding right now.
I didn't get into the videography part of it. I still do photography for weddings, but not as much as I used to. The age is catching up to me, so. And I will do people I know weddings and things like that. And I beat the deal of figuring out how to do all these, making up these albums and things. I just, they hire me to shoot the wedding. I get all the shots they want, bunch of extra shots and everything else to go in there, all the good things that need to be there, and then I give them a CD and let them go have printed what they want, how they want.
I totally get that and understand that. We pretty much do the same thing. We just edit the photos and then just give them a USB drive with all the images. But I actually just spent most of last week designing a wedding album for a couple. And I tell you what, it reminded of me of why I usually try to charge extra, because there was just too many revisions.
And usually there comes to be too many complaints when you get into that. So I've kind of, like I said, I don't do, at my age, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I don't like to put up with the hassle of not brides so much as their mothers.
That's hilarious, because that's actually who my problems been with last week, was a mother of the bride. They, when we do our books, we just give them, you know, a flat fee, and I tell them they have one set of revisions, blah, blah, blah. And I tell them how many pictures they can pick, and go pick the pictures, and then just tell me what you want. Well, I told her, you know, for the album she wanted, you know, basically it's 56 photos, roughly. So she came back with 100 photos.
100 photos in that album? That could get expensive.
I didn't design it, even though I told her, I says, now you realize I told you you could pick up to 56 photos. And she acknowledged, she's like, yes, but I really love all these photos. So can you put at least 86, 85, you know, something like that in there? And I says, well, it'll be additional. And I said, I don't know how many additional pages, but I'll try to keep it on the lower side. But, you know, you're still going to have that cost. And I told her what the cost was. And she was like, that's fine. Just go ahead and, you know, lay it out. Let me know. And so I laid it out, let her know what the total cost was going to be. And she about flipped.
I really do. That's why I said I got to the point where I charge a flat fee for my services. And if there are any really nasty photos I really need to clean up, I will do the editing. I will make them look good. But before I put them on the CD, I will do some of that. But then I hand them a CD with a nice fancy label on it and everything else, and they can have all the print pictures they want printed of it. And I've got my money, and I'm done with it. So, and all, because I had one come back to me, and I said, look, go read your contract. My contract says that I will edit the pictures so they're all good pictures, all clear pictures, all good pictures. Everything is ready to be printed, and it's up to you to get what you want printed. And I think for this wedding, I shot on the CD I gave them was 185 pictures for them to use, and they had all, anything they could have wanted, and got in a picture somewhere.
We do the same thing. We come back, edit the photos, put it on the flash drive, give them the flash drive. It's a printed, fancy flash drive. And we send that to them, and, yep, they can print whatever they want. But this wedding, they really wanted us to do the wedding album, and so I was like, that's fine. You know, I'll help you with it. But, yeah, it's kind of been a pain in the butt. And what got me was, and I never do this, but the mom was like, is there any way you can, you know, come down on the price? And every time I do that, it bites me in the butt. And so I did, and now she's complaining about the expense. And I was like, I laid out the expense for you, but it's part of business, I know.
He said, I got pretty much out of it. I just don't do it anymore. It's gotten to be too much of a hassle. I do a lot of landscape pictures, and I do a lot of property pictures, and, you know, I get paid for taking those, and I take the pictures, I upload them to their sites wherever they want them, and then they send me a check, and I'm happy with that, you know.
I get that. I understand that. So what kind of gear are you using?
Canon cameras. I've got a couple of digital DSLRs, a Canon 40D, and a T3i. And all, I've been trying to find me. I want to upgrade both of those, but I'm not sure I really want to put the money into it now, because it's. I was looking at some of the cameras the other day. The one I really like is the Canon R5, and the body on that's about $1,700.
Get that? Hey, I got a call. Let me come right back to you. KI4DTY.
Oh yeah, I'll be here for about at least another 10 or 15 minutes. W2T Mobile.
The for a quick echolink check. This is Kilo One, Juliet Oscar Papa.
One station, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I'm mobile in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Over.
Very much, sir. This is Kilo One, Juliet Oscar Papa, down in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Just installed an Echolink program called EchoHam on my Mac laptop. Wanted to see if it worked, so I guess it does. Thank you for the comeback, sir. Appreciate it. K1JOP will be clear.
You're into Spartanburg, so, you're coming into the thing pretty much as good. I'm in an area where I'm fluttery over here, but that's not your fault. Anyway, you're doing a good job. W2T Mobile.
K1JOP is clear.
CLX Mobile monitoring.
Wow. Forgot your call, Patrick. KO4HKX, N6CLX.
I do good to remember my own call, too.
I don't get migraines, but I don't know if I've ever had one, but what I got right now sure feels like one.
Maybe when you get home, you can find you a dark room and lay down for a little while. Maybe that'll help it.
I don't think it's that bad. It'll be fine. I just, having had a headache for the last 8-10 hours, it gets old.
Bob, isn't it?
Say that again, I didn't hear it.
Headache for 8-10 hours a day is called a job, J-O-B.
I thought that's what you said. Yep. But, a headache on top of the headache.
I'm gonna laugh out of you.
Unders. I think part of it is, well, I know all of it. It's a sinus headache, because my sinuses are just...
For people that have allergy this year, because, I mean, I'm out here riding around, and I'm looking at the pollen rings that look like, late April, early May, and here it is, just February, first March.
With sooner. That's what, when the weather turns really nice later on, it'll be gone, hopefully. And this rain will help, too, and wash all that out.
No joking matter, man, when you get a headache that lasts for, like, 2 days.
No, they're not, Glenn. How are you today? KO4HKX and Mike N6CLX, correct?
Yep, November 6th, Clorox.
Correct myself, because I always thought you said N6Z as in Z for zebra.
I don't know what they are. They were never migraine headaches, but I know the sort of thing you talk about, and it goes on all day, and there's nothing, Tylenol, aspirin, ibuprofen, there's nothing at all that works for it. If it gets bad enough, I have to find one of old... an old Viking from somewhere, but I really, really, really don't want to take those. Yeah, and I never figured out what it was either, but yeah, it's it'll ruin your day, a bad headache.
Just bad enough that I just wasn't as efficient as I should be. I had this conversation with someone before. I'll get back to work tomorrow and find all the mistakes.
Have other conditions like high blood pressure or I'm trying to think of what else. Could be a sign of something else.
Not that I know of. I think it's just sinuses, but it's one of those sinus headaches that runs around. It starts in the front and goes to the top and the back. It's one of those that even alcohol makes it worse.
Makes anything better. Actually, the thing that works better than anything for me is the powdered aspirin, this BC or goodies or whatever those BC headache powders, because I think it's the fact that it's already ground up, plus it's also the caffeine that's in there. Oh, but yeah, I would get them so bad a lot of times that I'd be searching around for narcotics. And I don't, if you ever see me take an narcotic, I'm having a very, 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 very bad day, because I don't like to take them.
Man, I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Glenn, good to hear you. Mike, good to hear you, and you have a safe trip the rest of the way. KO4 HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
73, Patrick, go sell something, N6 CLX.
And I got up because I heard the radio, but, all right, I got to get back to whatever I was doing. Y'all take care, 73s.
I'll just ride along here and watch all these goofy people driving fast.
Somewhere where traffic is moving. Yeah, it don't bother me as much as slow folks.
Well, it's just that it's raining, so you get a large percentage of people going slower than normal. People like me just driving normal, and then the maniacs. And there's a large number of maniacs out there today.
It goes 20 miles an hour slower. Nobody knows how to drive in the rain and the snow. I guess that's not a skill.
Away from all of them. Okay. All right, Glenn. Yeah, have a good evening. N6CLX.
82BG, 73s.